Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria worked Tuesday to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left more than 5,000 people dead. After a night in which temperatures fell close to freezing, Tuesday brought more quakes with more than 20 magnitude 4.0 or greater shaking the area along the border between the two countries. Nations around the world are pledging support for both countries, but Syria's 12-year-old civil war is making it more difficult to bring help into the country. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah.
In video from Syrian civil defense, a rescue worker says God is great as a small child buried up to her head in rubble is pulled from the debris, alive and alert. The earthquake has piled on more misery in a region that has seen tremendous suffering from the war. Now Syria has called on the United Nations and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, shelter, and food aid. The U.S. is sending search and rescue teams to Turkey. But on the Syrian side, the quake-affected area is divided between government-controlled territory and the country's last opposition-held enclave, which is surrounded by Russian-backed government forces. Russia has been sending rescue teams to Syria and has set up points to distribute humanitarian assistance. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian officials say Russian shelling has hit more civilian targets, starting a fire at a town's hospital, ahead of what Kyiv authorities suspect is an impending new offensive by Russia around the anniversary of its invasion in about 2 weeks. Regional Ukrainian emergency services said a hospital in a northeastern town caught fire late Monday as a result of the Russian shelling. Emergency crews evacuated 8 civilians from the site before putting out the fire, which caused no casualties. This is VOA News. Late Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives last month in a milestone on the path to the 2024 presidential election. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom has this preview.
The annual speech, which reached more than 38 million viewers last year, according to Nielsen, could deliver Biden his largest television audience of the year. It gives him a chance to shape public perceptions and to tout his accomplishments. A bipartisan infrastructure bill, progress on inflation, gun safety, and strong job growth. Milestones that don't seem to be showing up in his lackluster approval ratings. Nathaniel Burkhead is a political science professor at Kansas State University.
So whereas in previous decades, if the economy was doing well, the president would be rewarded, and if the economy was doing poorly, the president would be punished, we're in a new era where if the economy is doing well, it doesn't change his approval ratings. If the economy is doing poorly, it doesn't really change his approval ratings.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reporting. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said Tuesday that suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down by U.S. fighter jet Saturday belongs to China and not the United States. When asked whether China has asked the U.S. to return the debris from the downed balloon, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning said the balloon is not American, adding that Beijing will continue to defend its legitimate rights and interests. The U.S. Coast Guard Monday imposed a temporary security zone in waters off the southeastern state of South Carolina during the military search for debris from the balloon. U.S. officials have played down the balloon's impact on national security, but say a successful recovery would give the United States insight into Chinese spying capabilities. The balloon incident prompted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to cancel a planned trip to China this past weekend, a trip designed originally to mend relations between the two superpowers. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters late Monday the two sides are still keeping in touch.
We believe that dialogue and diplomacy is always important when it comes to a competitive relationship like this. We believe it's especially important when tensions are even further heightened. We're going to remain in touch with our PRC counterparts. The embassy has been in touch with their PRC counterparts.
More than a dozen people have been killed by a series of landslides in southern Peru. Authorities say several others are injured or missing amid the disaster, which was triggered by several days of heavy rains in the region. Several villages were buried under tons of mud and rock, with the hardest area being the Nicolas Varacarcel municipality in Cumaná province. The disaster is the latest crisis to hit Peru, which has been plagued by massive protests since the ouster of President Pedro Castillo back in December. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This